Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
From Vanderpump Rules to motherhood and everywhere in between, it's time to catch up with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
Oh my gosh, y'all, I am so excited. Today is my first episode here with Dear Media, and I have my favorite person to interview again, who's been a part of so many firsts with me with this show. You were my first guest ever on Shenanigans. You've been my first at the beginning of the year. You've just been my first. You're one of my first best friends in LA.
So, oh my gosh.
Welcoming back to Shenanigans, Ariana Maddox.
Hi.
Yay.
It's an honor to be your first.
Thank you. You are looking good as gold. It's all happening hoodie.
I was wearing something else earlier today. Oh my gosh, Charlotte here. I was wearing something else earlier today and I specifically brought and changed into this so that I could wear it for you.
I love it. Yeah, thank you.
It's all happening.
Yay. So this year for Christmas, my family decided to, we always have a different theme. And the theme this year was to dress as someone else in the family. And my cousin Jasmine came as me, but I also came as her. And she had that little hoodie on. I was like, honestly, I forgot about those.
I wear this hoodie and the like leggings from your collab all the time.
I wear the leggings all the time, but I forgot about the hoodies because they've been in my closet in San Diego for the past year and a half. I mean, I haven't been able to fit into them. So now I finally can again.
I actually love it because I have other like, of course it's crop top.
Yeah.
You know.
Of course.
Has to be.
Yeah.
But like, I have other cropped sweaters or other cropped hoodies and they're never the right length. They're never the right fit. And so this is always the one that I go to.
I love that.
Yeah.
Perfect. So I see you've brought your drink from home box. And this is literally, if you see my notes, was my first thing I wanted to ask you about because I've seen this all over Instagram. People have posted their boxes they've gotten. It's finally available.
It's finally that supply chain. She's a real bitch.
Yes.
But she's out of our way now.
Yes.
Everything has shipped. I'm so excited. And this is the box.
I love it.
Now, this one has been through, you know, me and this box have had a little fun together over the last couple of days. So she might look a little bit less.
I think she looks pretty.
She doesn't look quite as pretty as the ones that everyone's getting in the mail. But as you can see, this is the DFH cocktail box.
I love it.
A couple little quote for me here on the back.
What does it say?
Okay. So it says, whether you're a cocktail-making newbie or a seasoned mixologist, DFH cocktail kits have all the elements you need to make fabulous adult beverages at home. So call your bestie, grab your favorite booze, and get mixing with themed recipes perfect for any occasion. Cheers, XOXO.
I love it. Yay.
Yes, so that's the idea. You call your bestie, you grab your favorite booze. I did bring a cocktail kit.
Uh-huh.
Now, the only thing is, though, is I'm realizing now we don't have, like, ice. So, you know, but just so everyone knows, I did come prepared. I just can't bring like an ice maker.
Right.
I can't bring the pearl ice maker.
Yeah.
As much as I wish I could. But this is essentially everything that you would have in here.
Okay.
So this is the recipe card. Uh-huh. And on the other side is a little note for me. And if you scan that at the bottom, I curated a Spotify playlist.
How cute.
Yes. It's exclusive to the box. So what I want people to do is not just make the cocktail, but I want them to kind of like have a fun experience at home while they're doing it. Because I also have Truth or Dare.
Stop it.
Game coasters.
How fun.
Yeah. So that people, I just want it to be like a fun night in at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, I love this. And
thank
I love
you.
That you have the Spotify playlist. Because every time when we have a festival and it's like, especially Coachella, I mean, this year I actually know all three headliners. But usually I'm like, I don't know who Glass right. Animals is. I don't know who this is. And you guys are always so good at making like a playlist.
Oh, thanks.
So we know.
I know, I take my playlist pretty seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ariana's Truth or Dare.
Mm-hmm.
Pick one.
Since we're kind of like in this room, I pick Truth.
Okay. What would your reality show be called and what would your tagline be?
Oh my gosh. My reality show would be called Ariana and Company.
Ariana and Friends.
Ariana and Friends. It's a horrible name. And my tagline would be, if it's Ariana and Friends, my tagline would be, I take my friendships almost as seriously as I take sketch comedy.
Oh, I like that. You know that you gave me my Housewives tagline if I'm ever on that show or ever needed it for like interviews and whatnot.
I feel like I remember something about lashes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because the eyelashes are fake doesn't mean I am.
Yes.
I had another one and I couldn't remember it because that one was so good. So that's always been
there's
my
always
go-to.
Like I'll think of one and then it's like if I don't write it down, then it's gone forever.
Yeah.
You pick one. You have to do one now.
Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
No, I'm picking for you.
You have to pick for
yeah,
me.
I'm picking okay. for you. Okay.
I'm like, wait, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Which one of your friends' exes, any friend, would you hook up with?
Ooh, my friend's exes. I guess it, let me think. It would have to be a guy friend. Like one of their exes, because there's no there's none of my girlfriends.
Okay.
Friends, you know,
yeah, so, that counts. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, shit! I don't know.
See, I'm trying to get somebody to play this at home and get in a fight.
Because I'm like,
I'm asking the
friends.
Questions that get people fighting.
That's
with
a
each other.
That's a good one. I'm trying to think of like an ex because I'm like, no, they're still together. No, they're still together.
All these healthy long-term relationships.
Right?
Yeah.
I know. I can't even think off the top of my head because it's not like I'm friends with your ex, you know?
Right.
Because then I would just pick you.
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
And I'm like, no, Schwartz is still with Katie.
Right.
Jax is still with Brittany.
But who has Jax dated in the past that you'd... Because I feel like he's someone who has like exes that you've met.
I guess, yeah. I probably would go with one of Jax's exes because he always had good taste in women.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Rachel, Stassi, Brittany.
Right. So there you go.
I would go with one of Jax's exes. There's a lot to choose from. So I feel like there's
I feel like you're still friends with like some of, like most of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah, that's the
thing. I just got invited to Rachel's wedding.
Right. Well, that's what happens is like he would have like a girlfriend and then we'd be like, okay, but we really like her.
Yeah.
So now what?
I told him this with Brittany. I was day Brittany drove over from Kentucky, literally drove across America.
Yeah.
Came straight to my mom's house. It was the 4th of July.
I remember.
And that they spent the night that night. And then the next morning I was like, Jax, this girl just packed up her entire life, drove across country by herself with a broken window.
Oh yeah, the broken window.
And is here.
And like a white Nissan or something.
I was like, just know I will never pick your side again. I don't care if she's wrong. She is my new best friend. Mm-hmm. Don't fuck this up.
And you're like, and if you guys break up, we're keeping her. Exactly. We're getting rid of you.
Yeah. I tell my sister that too. I'm like, if God forbid anything ever happened with you and Justice, like we're keeping him. He's family. I mean, we'll keep her too, but you know.
Well, yeah.
But Justice, like he's a part of the family
that's
now.
Right, yeah.
I literally consider him my immediate family. Like that's my brother.
Yeah.
And then his sisters and brother, they're like mine too. So now I have a bigger extended immediate family.
Like you need a bigger family.
I know. When it comes to wedding planning, I know. Not going to go there. Save that for next week.
I will move this off of the table or I'll close the box because it's a big white thing. But
yeah.
Just to wrap it up. We have everything you need to make your cocktail, two beautiful glasses, everybody, the two glasses.
These are nice too. These are like heavy duty.
Yes. You hear that?
I like it.
I picked those out. So you have your recipe, your playlist, your drinking game. You have a fancy ice cube mold that you can use to make really cute ice balls.
I love it. It's fancy AF.
Yeah.
Speaking of, would you ever write a second cocktail book?
Yes.
Yeah? Would you do it with Tom or would you do it solo?
I would do both. I would do another one with Tom.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I would do something solo at some point. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Is that something you guys have talked about or, like, kind of working on? Or it's just something, like, maybe?
It's definitely something that's on the table that we're working on. We just need to figure out. We have the concept. We know what we want to do. But amazing for Danny. Danny Pellegrino is so busy and he's doing so well right now.
Yeah.
That he's like booked. He's booked up.
Uh-huh.
So we would have to probably have someone else to work that we would work with. Like horrible for us, but amazing for him. Like
yeah.
I love him so
he
much.
He has a book too coming out.
Yes, his book is coming out in March.
He just asked me for my address. I was like, wait, what's coming? He's like, my book. I was like, what?
Yes, yes.
So excited.
I'm so excited to get it.
Yeah.
I told him, I was like, I'm definitely coming to you. Whenever you do a signing, I'm freaking there.
Totally.
So yeah, so we're working out some of the kinks there, but we definitely want to do another book and we have an idea of how we want to do
it. Ooh, yeah. I love that. Okay, stay tuned.
Yes.
But okay, book aside, I want to talk about what you are working on right now and that is your sandwich shop.
Yes.
So I think we mentioned this on the reunion, but I can't remember what aired, what didn't. So he who shall not be named is no longer an investor.
No.
Okay. So back to scratch, drawing board. You have investors.
We have our deck, our pitch deck.
Yeah.
And we are in the process now of, finding people to pitch it to.
Gotcha.
The second that everything came out, me and Katie had a conversation. Like we knew, right? We didn't even have to say it. We
no.
were just like,
pull the plug.
Obviously.
Right.
We're not going down that road.
Yeah.
Like no way would we ever do that.
Yeah.
I don't care if Lala like stabbed my actual back with a knife. Like I don't care. I still would not do that.
No.
So we have our pitch deck. We have all of our numbers, all of our projections, financials,
everything.
And so we're ready to start pitching.
Yay.
Yeah.
So have you started, I don't even know like the first step of something like this. Like have you started looking at locations? Are you guys talking about like areas that you want to be in? Is this going to be WeHo, Val? Like
this is definitely a Valley endeavor.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we definitely want to do something in the Valley. We feel like especially in the Valley, there is more of a lack of this sort of thing that we want to do. Whereas WeHo definitely has more of what we're doing. So we want to fill in that niche in the Valley.
Okay.
And yeah, that's all new to me as well. You know, I've obviously not had a business that I've pitched to investors before. So we are a little bit learning as we go, but that's why. So we hired a really amazing restaurant consultant company.
Okay.
And the big reason for doing that is because we were like, we know we've never done this before.
Mm-hmm.
This is our first time. And we don't have the money or the time to like trial and error, like make a mistake.
For sure.
And then be like, oh, we should have done it this way. So we're so lucky and blessed to be working with them to be able to help us really have our ducks in a row so that when we do something, we do it right the first time and we don't like lose money in the process. So yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So where did you come up with the name? Because I've seen some things on Twitter. I think you responded to one. They're like, it sounds like a lingerie shop or something. You're good.
Good.
So where did you come up with the name, Something About Her? And is it something about her sandwiches or just something about her?
So it's something about her just something about her.
Gotcha.
But we leave it open-ended, something about her. There's just something about her sandwiches, or there's just something about her tea. There's just something about her. We left it open-ended like that on purpose.
Okay.
But we definitely, so what we did is we got together, to preface this, this came about literally in the middle of filming.
Like that scene, like in that
moment.
Yeah,
like literally, yeah. Like, and because I kept saying, why don't you do it on your own? Or, you know, and I didn't think of me being somebody to do it with her until like in that moment, I was just like,
wait a second.
Why not just do this? Like, yeah. And so that was when we had maybe a week and a half left of filming left.
Oh, wow.
Like it was the end.
Yeah.
Like the end. Things were wrapping up. And you know how it is. Everything's already planned.
Oh, totally.
There's no changing. There's no adding scenes. Yeah, exactly. People think that we can just last minute be like, oh, well, me and Katie are going to lunch tomorrow. You guys gonna film that?
Yeah, we're gonna go to the beach and get married.
It's like, no, every location has been is cleared. Like this is it. We're at the end. There's no adding. There's no changing. So they called us and they were like, so this is really happening. Like you guys are for real doing this. And they were like, well, yeah, I mean, we said it on camera. I'm not going to like back out of it.
You have to be accountable.
Right? Like you say it, you're going to do it.
Yeah.
So that's when we were like, well, I guess we should start trying to like do what we can. We can't, you know, really like what we do is going to be very bare bones during this last couple of weeks of filming because we are not going to have the time to, we're going to be in Santa Ynez. We're going to be in, so we have to basically, you know, what can we do on our own in this time?
Yeah.
And one of the things we thought of was like, why don't we just get together? We'll get like a mood board together, a vision board. So we at least see if we're on the same page as far as like what we wanted to do. And we were, that was what was so amazing about it. Like we both had this same idea that we pictured in our heads of what we wanted it to be like.
Yeah.
And so we started writing down names. We wrote down names of like flowers, wrote down names, different things in French and things like that. Like all, we just started brainstorming, like shooting things out. And as we were saying things, one of us said like, oh, there's just something about that. Like something about whatever the word was. Something about this, something about that. And we were like, oh, there's just like something of, Oh, I know what it was. You know when you call an inanimate object like her?
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, this microphone, she's like hot.
Right.
Or whatever.
Yes.
So we were saying something about, I'm just using this bottle. And I was like, oh, there's just something about her. She's like, you know, and that's, and then we were like, what about that?
Yeah.
So that's kind of where that was born from.
I get it. I was wondering that. And then I saw the people when they were saying the lingerie shop and I was like,
But that's kind of like what we don't, it's not as a freaking Subway.
Yeah.
You're not going to walk in and be like, oh, let me get bologna and some Swiss and can you toast it? Like,
yeah.
Of course you can ask for something toasted, but this isn't a deli where like everything's laid out and you like, no,
okay.
We want it to feel like an experience.
I like that.
Very Instagrammable, very pretty. And we have a lot of really exciting ideas for it. So
fun.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Congrats. I'm so excited
to see
this new venture for you guys.
I'm excited too because I'm just like, it's so new. It's so different from anything else. So.
It's unapologetically feminine.
Yeah.
So how is the sandwich unapologetically feminine? Is this just like with this?
It's just beautiful.
Love it.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It's everything is thoughtful. It's not just happening. It's on its own. It's everything is, there's little touches to everything. So when you get something, I keep looking at this as the only thing in front of me is this bottle. Please don't take this literally when I say this bottle. But you know, the way that something is done, you can just tell that there's been thought and care put into it. That's what that means.
Yeah.
When it comes to the sandwiches or the other food that we serve or the drinks. And obviously, there will definitely be cocktails involved.
That was going to be my next question.
Of course, there will be cocktails involved because how could there not be?
Right?
And the decor is just going to be really beautiful.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm excited.
Thank you.
Oh, yay. Congrats.
Yeah, I'm excited too.
Okay. This will be a fun new venture.
Yeah.
And fingers crossed we get another season because
I
think
so
everyone would love to see all of this.
Yeah. And I would love for it to develop and be able to like show it to everybody.
Totally. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
So I posted four questions, and obviously love you. I got so many.
Really?
So yeah, there's a lot. We've narrowed it down to like 15, but...
Okay. I thought you were going to say 50. No. I was like, rapid fire.
We got a lot of good questions.
Okay,
so
cool.
So if there's anything you don't want to answer, feel free to just say, fuck you for asking me that. I don't want to talk about that. But
okay.
I think we've already weeded all of those out.
I was going to say, there's some that tend to happen often and you're like, we've been over that.
Yeah. I know. I was like, we're not going down that.
Exactly.
One that people wanted to know is, has Tom fertilized those eggs yet?
No, he has not. He has not.
I think him and Brock should go and do that together. Our eggs are stored at the same place. They need to just make it a day.
Yeah, just go do it.
How many are good, because we don't know.
Right, we have to go through. Yeah, I'm like, we're giving you guys the alley-oop. Just go do it.
Yeah, so, okay.
Yeah.
Not yet.
He has not yet done that. I'd love for him to just do, I'd be like, take half of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was wondering too. Like, do we have to fertilize all of them? Do they recommend that? Or
I don't think you have to do all of them at once.
Yeah.
I feel like they said that at one point, but at one of my like many thousand appointments, I think I asked that and they were like, you don't have to, but they're more viable if they are embryos.
Right.
I was just thinking like, I didn't, just in case like somebody else wanted them.
Right, like if you donated one to, like you were saying.
Like a friend.
A friend, totally. Yeah.
But then I'd be like also,
someone might want a mini Tom and Ariana though too.
Maybe. But I'd be like, hey friend, whoever you are, if you're my friend and you're thinking about maybe like needing or like wanting to like just have one of these, go fertilize it.
Yeah.
I don't care. Put little baby us's on the ice.
Right?
I don't know.
Aw. I love though that you have that as an option. I think that's so amazing and selfless.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I would say just, you know, send me a school pic.
Yeah.
Every year.
Totally. Do you have any regrets from this season?
You know, I don't think I do. I think that, you know, it's hard because it's like you never know how things are going to be when they air.
Yeah.
I almost wish that... I feel like I went into this season being like, this is just me. I'm just going to be me. I'm not going to worry about, you know, certain things very much. I'm just going to be like, it was like the most unfiltered version of myself, like I think in all seasons.
Yeah.
But I think that sometimes it's like when you see people get mad at you for certain, like people on the internet get mad about certain things, you're like, well, like I could have played the game, but I didn't. I gave it all and... Are you not entertained?
Right?
And part of me also feels like, you know, it just, you never know how they're going to, and this isn't like me talking about editing. This is me talking about just like, you never know how things are going to, what's going to get used, what's not going to get used. Mm-hmm. How is the conversation going to be framed? How is this part of it going to be in or is this part of it going to be left out?
Right.
And that happens with everybody. So it's not, I'm not complaining, but it's just interesting.
Yeah.
When you watch things back, like how it goes. So I don't think I have any regrets. Someone commented on my TikTok earlier. They were like, I'm so disappointed in how you defended Sheena and Brock.
I commented
back and I was like, wow, what a really interesting comment that totally changes everything. It changes nothing. Also, people will say like, why is she defending Tom or why is she defending this person? I'm like, I don't understand their concept of the word defend.
Yeah.
I will tell you what I think about anything at any given moment. So if that's what I'm saying, if that's what's coming out of my mouth,
yeah,
then that's what I think.
Well, speaking of defending Tom,
yes,
are there any questionable fashion choices that Tom's made or are you 100% supportive?
You know, I question it to his face.
That was one of the questions that came in.
I question these things like, to his face.
We support how he wants to dress.
Yes.
Totally. But.
Yes. But that doesn't mean I like what the hell he's wearing.
The skunk hair.
You know I hated
that. It was so questionable.
Oh, and then when I told him that I hated it before he even did it. And he's like, I'm going to do this. Remember that thing I did at Coachella?
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, I think it would be fun. I was like, Tom, that was fun for 3 days at a music festival.
Yeah.
And even then it was like, whew, thank God it's going to be over in 3 days. Right. And then when I told him I hated it, he was like, that's even more reason to do it. I want to troll you. And I was like, why do you do this? Like, why do you torture me like this?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing is he doesn't care. I'm not sitting there in the house being like, I love that outfit. I all the time tell him, I don't like that. And he'll be like, well, I do. I'm like, well, then there you go. Then you're wearing it.
Yep. Anything this season that I want to know if your answer is one of the same as one of mine. Is there anything that you filmed this season that didn't air that you wish did?
Oh my God, yes.
What?
Babysitting Summer.
Yes, that was one of mine too. I'm like, when Tom brought the guitar over.
We sang Good as Gold to her.
I know.
It was so cute and fun.
So cute.
I'm like, now we don't even get to see that footage.
We just have it in our memories.
In our memory.
Those are moments that I wish I was at least vlogging. I wish I vlogged even more.
Yeah.
Because now that's only a memory. Like, he's going to have to do it again and I'll vlog it so Summer can like see that moment back.
She'll be so much bigger then.
Oh my God, so much bigger. She was
a teeny tiny.
She was like 9 weeks old.
I don't even think she could hold her own head up.
No, not at all.
No, because I remember I was like really. Yeah.
And like when Tom would hold her, it was like his arm. He's like, okay, I'm just going to hold her like this. And it was like so stiff, but like he was like so good with her to make sure her head was supported.
Yeah. Oh,
I know.
Maybe we could ask them, be like, we promise we won't show it to anyone.
Can we just want it for like us? Yeah. Like, I want it for Summer.
Yeah.
I just want
it. I want that for I want to see us like, because she's so big now.
I know. Yeah.
It's so crazy. But yeah, that's like a big thing I really wish aired because I freaking changed a diaper, okay?
Yeah, I know. You guys were great babysitters.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would definitely trust you with my baby again.
Thank you.
Now she's even easier because now she entertains herself. She sits up. I mean, she started standing up this week she's just like on the bed and then she just all of a sudden I looked over and she's standing up. I'm like, what are you doing?
Uh-oh.
Oh my gosh. Now it's like, I mean, I always have eyes on her. Like when Brock is away and I'm just at home by myself with her, I won't even like answer my phone because I'm just like, she's going to choke. She's going to do this. It's just like,
well, because now she
constant.
Can like do things.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I know.
Huh. Oh gosh.
A lot of people wanted to know what is the current status of your friendship or lack thereof with Lala. So what can you tell us?
I mean, Lala and I always go up and down, left and right, back and forth. You know, I think
same.
That we really, at least on my side, I really love her deeply and really care about her and always want like good things for her. Like I don't ever want anything bad to happen to her ever. But then it's like, and we have so much fun together. But then it's like, she'll say something that like really pisses me off or like hurts my feelings. And then I hold on to that thing for so long. And then we don't really talk. We won't really talk about it. And then it just becomes like, it's like a pimple that like gets bigger and bigger. And then we like pop the pimple and then we're like, cool again.
Yeah.
But it's, but it's like just crazy how we do go back and forth so much. But I think it's almost like when you are, I mean, I don't have a sister. You have a sister. I have a brother. But that there's an undercurrent of love there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that that's why we can fight like sisters. I mean, I'm sure people saw, you know, the night of the finale party. We got into it, but then we were on the dance floor afterwards having fun because it was over. We got it out.
Yeah.
We moved on and we enjoyed the rest of the night. That's just
totally. That's how we are though in this group. And I feel like people, even some people in this group, like don't get that. Like Charlie, she's still new to the group and she could not understand how after that happened that night, Lala and I got in the same car to leave together. I was like, well, she's my sober driver. So like,
it's not easy. I mean, it's not an easy thing to do. You almost have to like tell yourself, okay, I need to move on from this.
Yeah.
Because if I don't, then it just becomes something bigger. And I think that that's something that has happened in the past where it has become bigger because didn't just say, hey, this pissed me off.
Yeah.
Don't say shit like that or whatever. And then we move on. But it's, you know, when things go longer, they get bigger and they get harder to deal with. And that's why going into like our premiere, your birthday party, and we hadn't spoken.
Yeah.
And it was this whole big thing. But it, had we seen each other or spoken before that, it probably wouldn't have been that as big of a deal as it was.
Yeah, but it is with the time. Like when so much time passes and then we don't speak, it's just like things build up and then you see things online and...
Right. And then you're like, is she talking about me?
I know.
You know?
And like then you see them and you're like, what's up?
Right. And then you're like, why are we doing this? That's the thing about it. So yeah, the status is that there is a friendship and that I hope that we are able to kind of like stay on track and build it and resolve things quicker than we have in the past. That's what I hope for.
For sure. How do you think you've changed from like season 3 Ariana to present day? Think of how long we've been doing this show. Like we've been through so many like literal seasons and just like seasons of life.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. Oh my, I think I'm way more sure of myself now. And that meaning like the good and the bad, the up and the down, like, oh, I'm sad that day. Like who fucking cares? It doesn't make me unworthy of being on the show or unworthy of having people or having good things in my life because I was a bitch that one time. Mm-hmm. Get the fuck over it.
Yeah.
People like, you know, like that's just life. People are not perfect and I don't have to worry about that all the time. I also think how have I grown? I've grown in size. I've grown in literal size. But I don't care as much. I started the show, I feel like, with like a full-blown eating disorder. And now I feel like I have some tendencies towards disordered eating. But at least I'm more, I think, now conscious of it.
Yeah.
And will fight against it to be healthy. Whereas in the past, I was just like, just don't eat. Don't eat. And that was bad.
But at least now you're aware of that. And I mean,
those things still pop up.
Oh, totally.
You know, but I think it's a lot healthier now. Yeah.
Well, especially like with your depression as well. You know, we've seen you go through that on the show. So how do you think you've gotten better with like coping with it or just being able to be open about it in the more recent seasons?
I think and this is something that me and you would talk about all the time. Like even when we weren't filming, we would be like, hey, how are you? You know, and we'd be like, so you see that therapist yet?
Yeah.
But I think that recognizing it as a thing and allowing it to be what it is has definitely helped with getting better or at least dealing with it as it comes in those waves, those ups and downs, those downs and being in therapy and having someone to talk to about it that's unbiased and all of that. Because I think that probably since I was in like high school, it was probably always there a little bit under the surface, but I would fight against it so hard because I didn't know what to call it. And people would be like, oh, you're moody today. Or, oh, like, oh, wow, she's like so negative. Or like, Ariana's a miserable person. I'm like, actually, no, I'm not.
Like
a
bitchy Barbie?
Yeah. Like a bitchy Barbie. Although I kind of really like that.
I know. But still, when I said
that. I want to put it in like the Barbie font on a shirt.
That would be cool. Yeah.
But I think that I was like, what are you talking about? Like, no, I'm not. I'm not negative. I'm not miserable. And it was like, I still don't think I am either of those things. But I do think that I have certain days where like I'm dealing with things and, you know, putting like a name to it has allowed me to be like, right, because that isn't me.
Right.
It's separate from me, but it's there. If that makes sense.
Totally. And I think by you being so open about it, you know, people now have more of an understanding of just you. I mean, I know for me personally, that was something that I didn't understand when I said, I was like, oh, she's like a bitchy Barbie or negative Nancy or whatever I said. But I didn't realize what you were going through at the time with filming, with your dad passing away and just every Kristen, Katie, and Stassi in between. So, I love that you have just grown so much as a person from the beginning of this show till now, your self-awareness, just everything about you.
Thank you. You've
literally made me, I think, a better person and a better friend because I now just am so much more sympathetic and empathetic towards things that you've gone through and other people. And now I have a better understanding of depression and all of that because of you. So
thank you.
Yeah.
I think you've grown a lot as a person.
Thanks.
Really?
I try. I'm still trying. Therapy is next on the list. Mm. I have a few that were referred to me from a podcast I did a couple weeks ago.
Really?
So yeah, I was gonna like post and ask for therapists, but I didn't. Brock's like, we're not just gonna post on Instagram.
Well,
and
you'll
have
get
people.
So many that
yeah,
way.
Exactly. Yeah. But I had two people in San Diego reach out with great recommendations. And I think there's something called, is it EMDR?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I've done it.
Okay. So yeah. I want to do that because I feel like the miscarriage and help syndrome is very triggering for me and it is affecting other things in my life that I want to focus on. Mm-hmm. And I know you've always been an advocate for therapy. So it's taking another page out of your book and going to reach out to those and start that very soon.
Oh my gosh. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you for making me a better person.
Likewise.
So, okay. Well, speaking of us. So one person asked, what do you think bonds us together? Because we seem like opposites.
It's so funny. We do, but there's like things about you that I feel like people see you on the show or they see you on social media.
Yeah.
And their idea of you is like that version or that kind of like, you know, obviously you're hot. Obviously, you know, you look great and you're always like out and about like doing things. And, you know, they see this like one side, almost like one side of you. But I feel like the side that they don't see because it's like, you're not going to like post it. Is this, you know, family first, homebody, like very organic version of you that I see because I'm around you. I get to be around you during those like boring times.
Yeah.
And I think that that's what bonds us is that when we can hang out during like the boring stuff.
Totally.
Doing like nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. It's not all going out. It's not all parties. It's not all filming. It's not all of that other stuff.
Yeah.
It's like the stuff that you don't see, like the boring putting on a freaking TV show and like making dinner and hanging around and just like
I love doing that.
Yeah. Me sitting on the toilet while you give Summer a bath.
Like, yeah, exactly.
It's that stuff, you know? And I think that that's like something that we initially bonded over when we first became friends and that continues, I think, to bond us.
Yeah. And our love of We Just Dance.
Yes.
Oh, I miss that game.
I know. We got to bring it back.
We got to bring it back.
We really do.
We'll have like a house party and we'll bring it back.
Yeah. Your San Diego living room is good for it.
It is.
Because you kind of have like a good space.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't take that much like clearing out to get that like middle area. Okay.
Yeah.
San Diego, We Just Dance party.
Yeah. Speaking of home life, what does home life look like for you and Tom? What is your like normal day? What do you guys do for dinners? Walk us through a day in the life that we don't get to see on the show.
Okay. So we wake up in the morning. I roll over and give Charlotte her pill. And then I'm trying to be on like a better meal plan schedule. So lately it's been I get out of bed and like make oatmeal. Boring, but whatever. Tom makes me a dumpling latte. I drink my latte in bed and eat my oatmeal with the dogs. And he gets up, gets dressed, and he goes into the gym and starts working out and starting his day of like phone calls, emails, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I finish my stuff, my coffee, my oatmeal, whatever. Take the dogs out, put on like usually just workout clothes. Sometimes me and Logan go for a hot girl walk where we just like walk to Starbucks. So that's my second coffee of the day. And then, and we kind of like work out all the shit of like what's going on, what do I have to get done. Then I try to get everything done. So whether it's like something I have to post on social media, a Zoom meeting for DFH, a call with my manager, or my agent, things like that. And then I work. So then Tom will be done. He leaves. You know, like so we swap gym times.
Yeah.
And then I work out. And then I give Charlotte her other pill. And usually, lately it's been chicken and rice for dinner. So
that's such a go-to. It's so easy.
I know.
It's
and
so
it's
good.
Like I'm trying to get healthier and like slim down. Or sometimes maybe we do go out to dinner, but
yeah,
you know, I'm like, I like to be at home. Sometimes Tom will then go to Tom Tom to like, you know, be a Tom Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes home and I feed the dogs. And that's, I don't know, like that's so not exciting, but like.
No, but I think people don't get to see that. So yeah, they're curious, you know, like what is it like behind closed doors?
There's also, you know, thrown in there some gardening and, you know.
Yep. Oh my God, you have such a green thumb.
Thank you.
Literally, like I can't keep a plant alive to save my life. You have so many.
I buy the easy ones now.
But you have so many. You have, don't you have like an app that helps you remember when to water them and stuff?
I stopped using it because I felt like it was telling me to water too often.
Oh, okay.
So now I just go by like when it looks like it needs water.
Yeah.
But I've had some deaths. I've definitely murdered a few plants.
Mine are all dead.
Trying to figure out the situation.
Yeah.
And then I figured out I'll see a plant and be like, it's beautiful, but it's going to be hard. I'd rather there's a lot of really beautiful, easy ones.
Yeah.
So that's something that I've learned is just stick to the freaking easy ones.
Yeah.
Save yourself the trouble.
Like orchids. I feel like those last a while.
I suck at an orchid. Okay. I mean,
kill all of them. Right. But I feel like if I have any flowers in my house, those stay alive the longest.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. No, I truly suck at keeping an orchid alive. So see, there you go. You have a green thumb.
My one thing. Have you ever raided Sandoval's closet? I've tried.
Maybe for like a pajama shirt, like a t-shirt, like a bigger t-shirt to wear.
But like he has like cool like Gucci jackets and stuff. You're never like, can I just like wear your jacket?
I guess just because it's like, obviously his clothes are a lot bigger.
Sore Brock's.
Right.
Oversized is in.
Yeah. Maybe I should get more into the oversized. I don't know. Now you're giving me ideas. I feel like I could picture you.
He has so many dope jackets. Like just that, a pair of heels, some over-the-knee boots. It's like, it's a sexy look.
Okay, you're giving me ideas.
Yeah.
I always just feel like oversized because of like my, like I'm petite as you are, but I'm also like, I feel like sometimes oversized because my legs are thicker, that sometimes it's like, you can't see a waist, you're like, does she have one?
Oh yeah, I see what you're saying.
So then it's like, but maybe if it was something like a jacket I wear open.
Yeah.
And then underneath is something like tighter.
Totally.
Then I think I wouldn't just be like, you know, what's her name in Willy Wonka, that turns into blueberry.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. But that's a good idea.
Should.
He does have a cool Gucci jacket.
He does.
That blue one with like the pattern on
it.
Yes. Yeah.
I've looked at it so many times. I'm like, I might want to borrow. And he's like, okay. I mean, like you can, but you got to be really careful. I'm like, I'm not going to go and spill red wine on it.
Well, that's
but
the thing is, it's like, borrow that he jacket. Has that big, you know, the pea coat, the big furry white jacket.
That got peed on.
Well, that got peed on. He peed on it.
Yeah, it was him.
That was something I was shocked that they cut out.
Wait, that wasn't...
Well, they showed the pea coat part of it during the game.
That brought pea coat, like, a whole new meaning.
Yeah. But, like, it's not like they filmed him peeing.
Right.
But, like, I'm not kidding you. But they I was surprised they cut out, like, the whole story of it. Obviously, he doesn't remember doing it because he was blacked out, like, in the house in Palm Springs. I was awoken. I was awoken by him... He does this thing if he goes to bed really drunk, which doesn't happen often. But like, you know, we're on vacation, whatever. He gets in bed. He's really drunk. He'll fall asleep and he thrashes. And I have to be like, Tom, like, stop. Like, he'll be like kicking. And it's only if he's like really drunk when he goes to bed.
Yeah.
And so he was doing that. And then he like 6 o'clock in the morning, he like sat up. And it woke me up because I was like, what the fuck's going on? He was walking around, like sleepwalking around the room, walked over. And like, you know how I'm sure maybe people were saying like people will pee in like the hamper.
Right.
I mean, guys, girls don't typically go and squat on their hamper.
Squat.
Yeah. It's like they think they're in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And so he peed on the jacket. But I was just like, I heard the pee hitting the jacket and I basically was just like, not today. And I just was like, I'm fucking going to sleep. Like, I'm not dealing with this right now. I'll tell him in the morning.
Yeah.
And when I told him, he was like, are you fucking serious? I was like, yeah, dude. Like, you don't You don't remember it? He's like, no, I don't remember any of that.
Oh my God.
So yeah, I was just surprised that so that jacket, I borrowed it to wear to Katie's Christmas party.
Okay.
And that was one that he was like, just be careful because it's white and it has to be dry clean. So it's like a whole process. And yeah. I was like, okay, cool. And the second I walk in, I give Stassi a hug. And then it's like, you know,
no.
Make just foundation.
Oh,
like,
not okay.
But it was like, of course.
Right.
And then I took it off. And of course, my foundation was like on the neck of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I guess I'm paying to get this dry cleaned. Yeah. Cause like, what do you do? What do you do? You know, it's white.
Yeah. I know. I wore that at my birthday 2 years ago.
That's right.
I had that on.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun.
When we surprised you in Palm Springs.
Quarantine birthday.
Quarantine B-Day.
It was so fun. Someone else wanted to know if you and Tom ever go through any rough patches because you don't seem to be the type to argue much.
Mm. We go through rough patches. Yeah. I feel like they're short.
Yeah.
I feel like a rough patch for us is like a day or like a few hours. Where I'm really annoyed with him because of and it's like usually something stupid.
Yeah.
But yeah, we definitely go through rough patches or stuff. It's like specific things that we just like do not agree on. Mm-hmm. So we know that we don't agree about it. It's not an important thing that we have to agree on in order to be in a happy relationship together.
Yeah.
So we just don't talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, stuff like that.
Totally.
We're like, okay, you like mayonnaise. I hate mayonnaise. We're not going to talk about, that's an example, but we're not going to talk about mayonnaise. It's fine.
I hate it too.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't like mustard either though.
Oh, I love mustard.
Ew, that's I think worse.
Oh my God, I love mustard. How's it worse?
It tastes worse.
It's a completely different.
I like aioli, so that's technically mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise, yeah.
But I don't like Dijon.
What if it was a Dijon aioli? Your worst nightmare.
I don't fuck with that. What's your go-to self-care thing you do? Like, do you do meditating? Do you do like yoga?
Yoga, definitely. Yeah. Exercise in general.
Mm-hmm.
Putting on like some music and exercising in general. Also, I've been reading this book called The Wild Woman's Way.
Ooh.
And I've been loving it so far, but one of the chapters they talk about like getting back into your body and just like kind of being present.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the suggestions is to put on a song. Doesn't have to have words. It can have words. They said it can have a beat. It cannot have a beat, whatever. And basically just like put it on and not to sound corny, like dance like no one's watching, but literally truly like don't even try to do dance moves. Just like however you think to move your body to that song, just do it for like 3 minutes.
Oh.
Like totally haphazard, totally whatever.
Yeah.
If you happen to end up doing a fucking real dance move, cool. If not, and you're just going like fine. Who cares? But you're just being purely like physical and out of your head for like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's something that I've really enjoyed doing. I'll do it kind of like before my actual workout because I'm alone in the gym. No one can see me. So
yeah.
It's fine if I look stupid. And then, yeah, just having like a really bomb playlist to work out to. I don't like to run, but I cry when I run. There's some sort of like weird release for me.
Interesting.
I'm not fast. I'm not good at it. I suck at it. But like I will get a really like rhythmic breathing going and then I'll hit a point in time where I will cry.
Yeah.
So it feels like really nice. Yoga, I love. Like I said, working out in general,
because
it's like, it's me time.
Yeah.
And once a week I have what I call my everything shower.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'll do a whole routine. It's like I'm shaving. I become a dolphin. I do the matte hair mask. I wash my hair. I do like the whole thing. A mask. I do the scrubbing. It's my everything shower.
Yeah.
And then I'll get out and maybe I'll tan. And then I do like a full blow dry. Like it's like a whole thing.
Yeah.
And it's like that's my time.
Do you do that the same day every week or just it depends what day you're feeling
depends
it, what day
on,
the hair needs to be washed?
Yeah, it depends on what's going on that week. So it's funny, is Janet texted me yesterday or last night being like, what are you doing? We're having a Britney Spears dance party. Come over. And I was like, here's the thing.
I have to wash my hair.
I was like, it sounds so stupid. I was like, but I literally just started my everything shower.
Yeah.
And I've already kickstarted the whole process.
Right.
We already did the mask. I gotta do the rest now.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah. I can't stop now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
I was like, I know it sounds like I'm lying, but for real, I have to finish my everything shower.
Yeah. I love that though. I don't get that every week anymore. It's like every other week. But yeah, thanks to laser, I'm like, I can go every other week.
I need to get back to laser.
But that's so important to do those one, that full shower.
Right. Where you're like, what products do I have? Can I use, I'll use this.
Yeah.
You start pulling things out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you mentioned a good playlist.
Mm.
And I want to know, what would your lineup be for like an ultimate music festival? If you could just go to a one-day festival.
Ariana Fest.
Yes, Ariana Fest. Who is the starting lineup?
Oh my gosh. Well, we got to have Britney.
Yeah.
I feel like Britney would be good on a Friday. Like really kick things off with like a nice, fun, like she has a play. She has a playlist. She has a discography that runs like, she could do throwback. She could do, what? Honestly, even if it was a Britney DJ set.
Yeah.
Even if Britney was up there with a pair of headphones, just fucking playing her own shit.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Love that. Saturday, I would love like Justice on Saturday.
Okay.
Really getting the party started.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Sunday, maybe like a Foo Fighters.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
I was never a fan of theirs until we saw them live.
Oh my gosh, they're so good.
And I've seen them live several times and so good.
Yeah, so you'd have your pop, then you'd have your big time party hits.
Like, yeah.
And then you'd have your rock to close it out. And Foo Fighters would have to close with, did everything it'd be this good forever? That's how they have to close it out, with fireworks. So everyone's like, oh my God. Can it really be this good forever,
right?
You guys? I love you. This is the best weekend ever. I can't believe it's over. That's how we're ending the weekend.
I love it.
Yeah.
And now to end this podcast, I've had a request from Down Under.
Mm.
They love you in Australia.
Ooh.
And they want to know if you can give your best Australian accent.
What's like a thing that people in Australia, it's like that they say that I could say that I could, because if I say, I'm like a nervous laughter. Okay. Because I could sometimes I'd be like, oh, we're going to New Zealand. And mm-hmm. then like New Zealand almost sounds like I'm Australia. But then as soon as I try to do say something.
It's like
No. New Zealand. Good day, mate. Good day, mate. What's that? Crocodile
Dundee.
Dundee.
Well, Australia loves you.
I love Australia.
Thank you for being my first guest here at Shenanigans at Dear Media.
Golf clap.
And I would love it if you can take us out with your infamous bye.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans with Sheena Shea. Download new episodes every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.